sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.
Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. We're here today with David Marshall, a senior architect at Sergiot, a company that specializes in virtualization tools. Welcome, David.
Hi, John. Thank you.
David, what exactly is virtualization?
Well, in the context of server virtualization is an abstraction layer used to decouple the physical hardware from the operating system, which ultimately provides greater IT resource utilization and flexibility. A simple way to think of server virtualization is this. It provides the ability to run multiple server instances or virtual machines at the same time on a single physical server or hardware system. The virtual machine has its own set of virtual hardware, then an operating system is installed on top of. The OS installed on the virtual machine doesn't know any better. It simply sees a normalized set of hardware, regardless of what actual physical hardware components are found on the host server.
Well, virtualization has been around for a while, I think. What's with all the excitement recently about it?
Well, right now, virtualization has been around since about the 1960s when they were partitioning large mainframe equipment. But VMware brought virtualization back to the forefront when it started virtualizing the x86 platform near the end of the 1990s. In my opinion, the excitement about virtualization didn't really start hitting the mainstream until sometime around the beginning of last year. And there are probably a number of reasons why it suddenly surged ahead in popularity. One reason, it finally answered a growing problem facing IT, the problem running of real estate in the data center. People are running out of floor space, power, and cooling in their facilities. And in order to maintain or expand their existing footprint, they need to go through a process being dubbed as server consolidation, and virtualization is one such answer. Another problem is the huge boom to the adoption rate has to be price. When virtualization first came out, it had a premium price tag, but now it looks like everyone's giving it away. VMware and Microsoft both offer free platforms, and newcomers are now giving it away as well, products like Xen and VirtualIron. So when it's free, excitement and adoption seems to go along with it.
Well, what challenges must be overcome for virtualization to reach its full potential?
Well, one of the biggest challenges reaching its full potential is starting to be met right now, and that's increasing its adoption rate within the community. When VMware reintroduced us to virtualization, there really wasn't much more than a virtualization platform to work with. It was like, here you go, and people were like, okay, now what do I do with it? In addition to that, many people in the IT field believed the technology to be nothing more than a hobby or a toy technology, so that misconception had to be overcome. To foster adoption, there needs to be a compelling reason to use the product, and that comes with additional applications that are created to leverage virtualization and make using it easy, smart, and more productive, and at the same time, making it easy to manage. Companies are starting to introduce applications to do just that. Pioneering companies such as Sergiot, which put virtualization to work by creating and managing virtual lab automation to provide on-demand applications, as well as companies such as Platespin and LeoStream, who help server consolidation needs, each came out with products to make the use of virtualization that much easier. Even VMware saw the need, and they created Virtual Center so that you could manage a growing infrastructure. It's also important to introduce standards. Hardware and software vendors started getting together with key virtualization technology vendors to try and do just that. It's still in its infancy, but it's going to go a long way to help virtualization reach its full potential.
Well, is there a website that listeners can go to for more information?
Sure. If they want to find out more about Sergiot, they can go to www.sergiot.com. If they're looking for general information about virtualization technology, they can check out my website at vmblog.com, InfoWorld's Virtualization Report, or even VMware's VMTN blog site. And, of course, these sites also point to a number of other virtualization technology resource websites. There's plenty of things out there, and people are putting up posts all about it themselves, even on their own dime, just because they simply believe in the technology.
And the Sergiot is www.surgient.com.
That's correct.
Thanks for joining us today, David.
Thanks for talking with me, John. It was a pleasure.
For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is John Erickson.
Sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.